This is the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast, challenge number 32. I'm Jim Driscoll, and I approve this podcast. Well, there's no debate about it. We're here to challenge you. See how well you know your pop and classic rock and roll music from the past 50 years? Can you identify five songs after hearing only the great opening notes? How about the artists? Well, we've got five songs with a theme tonight. And as usual, we'll also bring you some nuggets of trivia about each of our featured songs. So thanks for downloading, and thanks for listening, and thank you so much for playing along. This week, our clues are from this past weekend's live music and entertainment trivia shows that we do here in the Atlanta area, part of the Trivia Factory. And if you come out on Saturday nights and play trivia, these are the clues and the songs you would have heard. So let's get to it. We'll play you the great opening notes. You tell us what the song is and the artist. Here we go. Remember, all of our song titles have a theme. And hit number one from 1964. Yeah, we play each clue two times, so you make sure you hear it real good. Hit number two is from 1976. Hey, remember, each of our songs have something in common in the title. Hit number three, 1980. Hit number four is from 1982. And hit number five from 1985. Those are the clues. The answers are coming up in just a minute. Did you download challenge number 31? If you were one of the first to download the podcast, the last one we did with the James Bond themes, you might have been in for an unusual treat. There was, toward the end of the podcast, shall I term it, an editing goof. I just missed editing out a faux pas in the middle of the podcast. I've been around the broadcast industry a long time, and how many times has that happened? We were supposed to go back and edit it, but we didn't. I'm only thankful for the fact that when I goofed up in recording the podcast, and normally I just do it straight through, flubs and all, but every once in a while something happens. In this case, the computer file didn't trigger the right way, so I had to kind of fumble around a little bit. I was going to edit it out, and I forgot to do it. So y'all got to hear a little bit of behind-the-scenes work and my frustration. But I didn't say anything that would embarrass me or my mother. So the frustration mounted because once I discovered it, I did the edit and uploaded a new file. And that time, I uploaded the complete wrong file. In that case, we uploaded the actual clues as they were recorded for the live trivia shows, which wasn't all bad. You got just a little different perspective. Finally got it fixed. So I say all that to tell you that to sort of explain what happened, and if you happen to be one of those lucky few to have downloaded the wrong version in the beginning, well, congratulations. It's sort of like having one of those baseball cards or a dollar bill that's misprinted. It's now a collector's item, and you could enjoy a laugh at my expense. All right, how about the answers? We gave you five clues ranging from 1964 to 1985. They all had a theme, and hit number one from 1964. It was a number one hit for a young lady named Petula Clark. It's Downtown.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Well, Petula Clark was popular in the United States with several hits in the 1960s, but she has been wildly popular in the UK. She has sold more than 70 million records worldwide and is the most successful British female solo recording artist that, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. She also holds the distinction of having the longest span on the UK pop charts of any British female artist, spanning 54 years. It all began back in 1954 for Pet Clark when The Little Shoemaker made the UK top 20. And most recently, 2008, earlier this year, her CD Then and Now, The Very Best of Petula Clark, debuted at number 17 on the UK album charts. Hit number two tonight, it was 1976. It's Thin Lizzy, and the boys are back in town. Thin Lizzy are an Irish rock band. They formed in Dublin, Ireland, of course, in 1969. The Boys in Back in Town was inspired by the group's fans. They reportedly wrote it after noticing that their shows were full of working class guys looking to get out and have some fun. Their fans also had a tendency to drink pretty heavily. We often mention songs that ranked in the Rolling Stones list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. The Boys Are Back in Town made the list. They squeaked in at number 499. Hit number three. It was 1980. The group was Lip Sync. It's Funky Town. Yeah, it was the number one hit for Lip Sync. And in the song, Funky Town refers to New York City. Songwriter and producer Steven Greenberg wrote the song when he became bored with Minneapolis and he wanted to move to New York, which he called Funky Town. Lip Sync was actually a studio band, and Greenberg played the drums on the song. He went on to greater success in the music business. He became the A&R vice president for Mercury Records, signing the group Hanson, among other acts. And later on, he headed S-Curve Records, signing to the label the likes of the Baha Men and Joss Stone. By the way, Funky Town is considered by some music historians to be the last disco song to hit number one in the United States. Our hit from 1982, it's the Stray Cats and Rock This Town.
We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out. We're gonna rock this town, make them scream and shout.
Well, it got into the top 10 on the charts for the Stray Cats, a rockabilly band formed in 1979 by guitarist and vocalist Brian Setzer, who, of course, is also known for the Brian Setzer Orchestra. He formed the band along with a couple of school friends, Lee Rocker and Slim Jim Phantom, in the Long Island town of Massapequa, New York. In the summer of 1980, they decided to go to London, where they believed that people would better appreciate their sound and style. And upon arrival, they decided to call themselves the Stray Cats. The formula worked, and in 1981, they had hits in both the U.S. and the U.K. with Rock This Town, followed by The Stray Cat Struck. Rock This Town has been seen in a number of other media, most often appearing in video games. Among them, the video games Cars, Donkey Konga, and Guitar Hero 3. And hit number 5 tonight was from 1985. It's John Cougar Mellencamp in Small Town.
Small town.
John Cougar Mellencamp wrote the song about his experiences growing up in the small town of Seymour, Indiana. While he has remained true to his roots and often returns to Seymour, he claims that he was simply writing about his life and not trying to make any kind of a statement. He says he believes Small Town was a hit because it makes people feel good. Songs heard a lot, many times in the sports world. NBA legend and fellow Indiana native Larry Bird used the song at his retirement ceremony in 1993, particularly referring to his hometown of French Lick, Indiana, as a small town. Songs also often played following Green Bay Packer games. There you have it, our five hits, all with something in common. Of course, you figured it out. We started out with Downtown, The Boys Back in Town, Funky Town, Rock This Town, and John Cougar Mellencamp's Small Town. There you have it. Appreciate you downloading and playing along with us. If you have comments, we'd like to hear them. You can reach me at jimradio@gmail.com. And as always, the show notes are on my blog, along with a bunch of other fun stuff. You can find it at jimdriscoll.net. Thanks for playing along. We'll see you next time. We do it again on the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge podcast.